You occasionally hear about folks who take long walks. I'm not talking about collecting 10,000 steps a day. I'm talking about people who walk across a country or even a continent. Meet the late Plenty L. Wingo. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Plenty did things a little differently. When he lost his restaurant in Abilene, Texas during the Depression, he decided to resurrect a spirit of optimism by doing something extraordinary. He began walking backwards. Not just once in a while, but all the time. He started with short walks backwards, like 452 miles from San Francisco to Santa Monica. In Boston in 1931, he walked backwards from San Francisco to Boston, where he walked backwards to board a ship, got off in Germany, and sailed on to Istanbul, where he was arrested until the authorities had to admit it's not a crime to walk backwards. Now, walking is great exercise, so if you need an incentive to do it or to continue doing it, just think of Plenty L. Wingo. At least you don't have to travel by walking backwards all your life. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.